November 9, 1989. Germans tore down the Berlin Wall that separated communist East Germany from the West. It was the beginning of the end of the Cold War, and on this 30th anniversary, we hear from an Idaho resident and an East German immigrant who witnessed history firsthand and now teaches at Boise State University.
The biggest misconceptions about people that live in East Germany, that they're all unhappy and grumpy, and that it's gray. My name is Franziska Bordos. I was born in the former German Democratic Republic in 1979, 10 years before the fall of the Berlin Wall. I remember it being colorful, but I can see where people get the gray from because we all wore the same clothes. We all drove the same car. There was no environmental protection. So I remember my mom hanging white clothes outside, and white clothes would never be white. They would always have like a grayish film. After World War II, Germany was separated in force by the four allies, which was the USA, Great Britain, France, and Russia. East Germany was given to Russia, and then on October 7, 1949, East Germany became German Democratic Republic. Shopping was simple and difficult. So simple in that way that we didn't have that many choices. I remember there were only three types of ice cream, which was chocolate, strawberry, and vanilla. Like bananas, for instance, and oranges, you would get once a year. Communism is where the state owns everything, and the state tells you what to do and what you need to study and what your job's going to be. In the spring of 1989, there were slowly meetings in churches where the people would get together and just talk about that they wanted a change in East Germany. And then in the summer, people that were vacationing in the Czech Republic and Hungary just stayed. And they went to the West German embassy. So there were about 10,000 people in Prague, and the East German government said, okay, those people can go, but no more. There were still people within East Germany that didn't necessarily wanted to go to West Germany, but they wanted change of reform in the country. They wanted the freedom of traveling, the freedom of speech. So there was already going on this movement, which then we're going into October, more and more people go on the streets. Berlin, there are millions on October 7th, which is the 40th birthday of the country, and they're on the streets. So by November 9th, when Günter Schabowski, who was the media president of East Germany, reads this piece of paper saying, we as a country have decided that people will be allowed to travel to West Germany without any restrictions. He was then asked, when is this happening? He didn't read his piece of paper to the end because it would have said November 10th, 6 a.m., because then the border guards also would have been informed. But he forgot to mention that, and he said, as far as I know, right now, on November 11th, which was a Saturday, we would leave at 7 a.m. to just visit West Germany. We left at 7 in the morning, and it took us 12 hours. And then we went through town, and I saw the big yellow M, which I've heard of. So we went in there, but I didn't get a kid's meal or a Big Mac. I got French fries, and I didn't eat them right away because as a good East German, you just save things. And so I had them not on Sunday or Monday. I had them on Tuesday and was very disappointed. What it means for me, the fall of the Berlin Wall, that I wouldn't have come to the United States. I wouldn't be here and teaching German. And I think it's a good thing that it fell, to have more possibilities and choices and becoming who you truly want and not a state telling you what you should become.
That was Franziska Borders, who teaches German at Boise State, telling us about living in East Germany when the Berlin Wall came down.